In Mexico, a political crisis that could have plunged the country into turmoil may have been diffused. Mexico's President Vicente Fox has accepted the resignation of his attorney general. In a televised address to the nation, Fox said that the move had been made to avert more difficulties with Mexico City's popular mayor. NPR's Lourdes Garcia Navarro reports from Mexico City.
There was no doubt this morning that Mexico City Mayor Andrés Manuel López Obrador was in a very good mood.
¿Cómo les trata la vida?
During his regular 6 a.m. morning press conference, he laughingly asked reporters, "How's life?" It was clear things were pretty good for him. The announcement by his arch-rival, President Vicente Fox, that he had fired both his attorney general, Rafael Maceo de la Concha, and a deputy who oversaw the case against him, was welcomed by the mayor with quiet satisfaction.
Este hecho, sin duda, va a contribuir a crear...
Without doubt, this event is going to contribute to an easier atmosphere that will allow, through dialogue and closeness, the strengthening of institutions and Mexican democracy. We are open to talks with the citizen president when he wishes.
Last night, evening programming was interrupted for President Fox's address from his residence in Los Pinos, where he intimated that the new prosecutor general will be looking to end actions against AMLO, as the mayor is known here.
La Procuraduría revisará de manera exhaustiva.
The Attorney General's office will exhaustively review the case against the mayor, looking to preserve within the law the political harmony of the country.
López Obrador is facing jail time in an obscure legal case. He's accused of abusing his power as mayor of Mexico City by allowing a hospital access road to have been built on disputed land. President Fox and his government have come under increasing national and international pressure to halt what was being popularly viewed as a political witch hunt. The mayor belongs to the leftist PRD party and is known as a populist who can rally people to his cause, something his opponents are uneasy about. On Sunday, hundreds of thousands of people came out to protest the case against López Obrador. Many, though, said they were there not only to support the mayor, but also to support the democratic process. It was only with the election of President Fox in 2000 that decades of one-party rule were broken here. Over the past several months, López Obrador's popularity has risen, while Fox's has plummeted. The Mexican president can't run for another term. But analyst Sergio Aguayo says that he's allied himself with the PRI, the party that ruled Mexico for 70 years, to bar the mayor from attaining the highest office.
What was at stake was the presidency of Mexico, and of course, President Fox, his party, and the party of the institutional revolution wanted Andrés Manuel excluded because he is leading the polls.
There had been fears that the continuing flap would destabilize the country. Mexico's stock market fell amid the uncertainty. Aguayo says that the decision that Fox took was a responsible one that averted the possible chaos. In the dark before dawn this morning, Luisa Urbana sat outside the mayor's office waiting to serenade him.
El solito puede a su pueblo unir. El solo puede a su pueblo servir.
She says, he is the only one who can unite the people. He is the only one who will be able to serve the people. There are 14 months left until the presidential elections in Mexico, and AMLO is well ahead in the polls. Although the case against him still stands, it now looks unlikely to reach the courts. It seems López Obrador will be able to run in 2006. But as many analysts note, in Mexican politics, nothing is ever certain. Lourdes Garcia Navarro, NPR News, Mexico City.